Your hand feels extra nice petting me, paying careful attention to my ears and my tail as it swishes back and forth. How much did you say were in those edibles again? Yeah, that explains it. I'm feeling all kinds of giggly, bunny. This was a great idea you had. Continuing to stroke my ears, playing with little tufts of fur sticking up from the tips. Does it feel as soft as I think it does? That's good. I can never tell because I can't pet myself. When I try to scratch my ears, it just kind of feels like, oh, I'm getting an itch, you know? But with you, I don't want you to stop petting me. Not anytime soon, at least. It's all warm and fuzzy and feels really nice. Your soft hand glides against me as I nuzzle closer. No, no, no. Don't push me away. I don't care that you're ticklish. You feel really good. I need to keep rubbing myself against you. And you smell nice too. This isn't your regular soap, is it? You smell like... I don't know how to describe it. Saying you smell like the beach doesn't sound right. But it's like some sort of a tropical, fruity scent. I don't know what to call it, but it smells like... I can't place it. I mean, there's definitely a scent, but... I can't describe it. Whatever it is, this is much more my speed. You smell like mine. Those are some weak attempts at trying to shove me away. I think you're enjoying how it feels to have a Necco nuzzle against you. I don't know if it's the catnip talking, but you just feel so good. So much better than normal. I don't know. Your hands are softer, touching me with more precision, making me melt. Haven't stopped petting me for a second, despite how I keep nuzzling myself against you, marking you with my scent, claiming you as my territory. You really are the only person that I would trust with something like this. Whenever you're around, I know I'm in good hands. Did you know that I have never let anyone besides you pet me like this? It's not because I don't trust anyone. It's just that I trust you the most. petting my ear just how I like. Doesn't matter that the bed keeps creaking with all of our movements. No one else would get it like you do. You're my favorite one to spend time with. And I know we started off as just roommates, but I think we've grown into a beautiful friendship. And if I happen to crawl into your bed a few times a week, or you join me in the shower for a quickie, well, who's counting? It's just one friend helping another friend out. Licking long stripes up your neck. You feel the spikes on my tongue and can't help but moan at the sensation. The edible makes you feel all floaty and good too. You're in the same boat as me. Repositioning our bodies so that I'm on top of you. It's so easy to fit both of your wrists inside one of my paws, bending you flawlessly to the bed. That's it, bunny. Arch into me as you feel my hand getting lower. Slipping between your thighs. What's this I'm finding? Did somebody decide to come prepped for this? Wish I could say something like harlot, but we both know I appreciate the efforts. It means I don't have to wait. I always forget how horny this makes you. You make fun of me for being cuddly, and then you turn into this. Practically rutting against me. You're lucky that I've always been bad at controlling myself when it comes to what's mine. Lazily matching my efforts. You wriggle against me, trying to get more comfortable. It's fairly easy when you fit so perfectly against me. Your body molding to mine like this is where you should have been from the start. My one hand keeps your wrist pinned while the other starts to trace its way up your skin. On top of your chest, over your neck, until it gets to your mouth. Open and suck my finger for me, bunny. Yeah, that's it. Move your tongue around my fingers. Be careful not to cut it with the sharpness of my nail. My hard cock leaks right outside your entrance, eager to be shoved inside. But you keep your eyes on me. Let me feel the strength with which you suck. Probably imagining it was my cock. Wouldn't be too far off for you, considering how often you get to your knees. The only thing you love more than my cock in your mouth is my cock in your needy little hole, right? Nodding your head yes because you weren't given permission to stop sucking. You're so fucking sweet, bunny. You're too good for me. Why don't you open up that mouth of yours? Listen so well. For being polite, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. I am going to give my bunny what you need so desperately. Always as tight as I remember. No one feels anything like you. So happy to take whatever I have for you. Sliding my cock inside you feels like coming home. The way your warm insides just welcome me in. Fit against me so amazingly. It makes sense that my cock fills you up just right. Know how to prep yourself so that you feel a slight stretch from the length. You like it like this, don't you? Starting to moan as you rock with me. Helping me along. Your thoughts might be slow, but that doesn't change how good you feel. My hips rock against you, impaling you further on me. Your fingers twitch in my grasp. Really the only part you can move when you're pinned between my body and the bed. Lucky for you, my claw never releases. Instead, it clenches tighter, causing a bruise to start forming. You don't mind. It'll be a nice reminder for tomorrow. Going to have to come up with a good excuse, but that's something for future you to worry about. I'm gonna take it like you're given, just like a good bunny should. This is what makes us both feel good, right? It doesn't matter if I mess up my words or I keep stuttering. As long as you're on my cock, then you're happy. Guess the catnip is affecting me more than I thought. I mean, just look at you, stretched so perfectly on my thick cock, so achingly hard. Your hole is just happy to finally be filled. Petting me feels nice, but it just can't compare to this. We turned you into a horny little monster. And an insatiable, greedy thing that I can't get enough of. Swallowing every inch of me, you take it with such ease. If I didn't know any better, I would think this is your day job. Being free use just calls to you, doesn't it? If I start to get bored while typing an email, I could call out to you. You would come rushing in. Oh, I would have picked out an adorable uniform for you. Tell you to get on your knees and suck my cock. Would paint your pretty face afterwards. Have you thank me for making you look gorgeous. Can imagine not being able to fall asleep, so I start to fuck you in yours, listening to your soft moans as you slowly wake up. You would just wrap your arms around me and start rocking your hips, thrusting with me, happy to be filled up again. Not happy unless you're full, bunny. You just get so achy when you're empty. That's why you have me. Remember the first time we hooked up? I mean, you were so cute and shy. Had never been with an echo before and didn't know how it was going to feel. Can replay the lewd sounds you let out as you try to hide how much you enjoyed yourself. Oh, fuck. You know better now. You enjoy my cock without any shame. Just look at you. Even right now, you're rocking yourself with me. Trying to fuck yourself further on my cock. It's... Oh, it's like it's not deep enough for you. Always so greedy, Bunny. Ever since you got Neko cock, it's like you don't know how to control yourself around me. You don't know if you can go back. My sweet Bunny, I've ruined you for everyone else, haven't I? No need to go out and find a date when you can fuck your best friend at home. I'm in the same boat. It's not like anyone I'm going to find is going to feel half as good as you. It's like you were made for my cock, made just for me to mark and own and fucking run against. You're so fucking pretty when you get like this. Love how your hole looks all puffy and used around me. The more you feel me pound into you, the more moans that escape your mouth. It hasn't even registered to your brain that my hand has started to stroke you in time with it. Your mind so hazy from the pleasure from the edibles, you just melt into my touch. It's too much energy to keep up. You decide to be pliant because it makes you feel even better. Such a good bunny. This is where you belong, isn't it? I could get lost inside you and be happy. Nothing but warmth gripping me as you clench, trying to make it tighter, trying to make it feel even better. Know that you're going to get a nod if you keep it up. Probably don't have the energy, but you would be able to come on my nod alone. I've seen you do it before, bun. You twitch against me because it's the only movement you can do while I'm on top of you. Oh, yes. You're too focused on your own pleasure, on how you feel yourself getting closer to the edge. You feel so good, it's getting harder for me to think, harder for me to come up with words. Every thrust inside you pushes you a little bit closer to your orgasm, doesn't it? You can't even lie about it when your voice is wrecked like that. Sounds so fucked out and debauched, laying on your back, taking it like a proper bunny. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Don't have to worry about anything when I'm here. You just get to shut off your brain and enjoy yourself. So easy to sink into the feeling. No reason to pretend you have some sort of composure. Oh, when you're feeling this good, I can read you like a goddamn book, know exactly how you're feeling from how you respond to every touch, every thrust. It's almost too good for you as you squirm underneath me. Rocking your hips back and forth, you take it as deep as you can, despite the growing knots. Starting to stretch out your hole, you can't help but gasp at the sensation. Trying your best to keep your eyes on me. Don't you fucking stop. Love watching you fall apart like this, barely keeping it together. Oh, I can't can't stop myself from chasing my own need inside you. The knot keeps growing with every second that passes. You're starting to get worried it's not going to fit inside you, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, so close. Oh, you feel too fucking good. Forgetting about all the other times you've taken me like this. Oh, you really are adorable. Just love how you feel wrapped around me. Take it just like I've taught you to. No one handles me like you, buddy. Oh, fuck, fuck. Sound even better than you look as the struggle becomes evident on your face. You're trying to hold back from coming despite my hand stroking you. My hips don't give you a break. Oh, fuck. Oh, so close. Oh, fuck it. Oh, you can do it, bunny. Make me proud. Don't hold back and let go. I want to feel you come for me. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Let go. You've earned this. Come with me. Oh shit, oh shit. Oh, it feels so good. Nuzzling you feels even better now that my knot's inside you. Don't you agree? As long as you keep my knot warm, we can stay like this for however long we want. I've got nothing better to do, do you? Then we can stay just like this. You wrapped all snugly in my arms, my knot being milked by your tight hole. I don't remember how many milligrams you said it was, but I'm definitely still feeling it. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to keep nuzzling myself against you. Rubbing my face all over you, making sure you smell like me. It's not enough that there's going to be a few bruises from where I held you. I want to make sure anyone who walks by is able to smell you and know that you're mine. I adore you, bunny. Don't know what else to say, really. My brain, it's not working so fast. The more I rub my face against you, the more I just think, you feel really nice. I should definitely do this more often. You're the only one I would do this with. Don't really trust anyone else with this side of me besides you, Bun. I can really only be vulnerable like this around you. I don't know why. I just know you don't think any less of me for doing stuff like this. Part of me hopes you find it endearing. Do you really, or are you just saying that to make me feel better? Well, with how much you're laughing, I'm starting to think you're a little too ticklish to keep this up. But if you wanted to pet me, I definitely wouldn't mind. That's nice, bunny. You are too good to me. Not only are you keeping my cock and not warm, but you're petting me just how I like. I don't deserve someone as amazing as you. The most genuine person I've ever met. I'm so lucky to call you mine. I want more. You better not be getting excited again. You still have a bit longer on my knot before we can go again. It's not like you can fuck yourself when my knot is still inside you. It's tying us together, keeping all of my cum inside you. It's supposed to ensure reproduction. You know, keep all the cum inside so that it can't go anywhere. But since we're two different species, that's not something we have to worry about. We can fuck as much as we want without any consequences, Bunny. That's why we're such good fuck buddies.